Good morning and welcome to the Men's Daily Briefing. This is Aaron Kimple. It's January the 3rd, 2017, a Tuesday, which means we're going to talk about marriage today. The title for today's article is Live Joyfully with the Wife Whom You Love. And that comes from Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 9, which says, Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life, and in the labor which you perform under the sun. There's another phrase in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18, which says, And rejoice with the wife of your youth. Do you see that, men? Solomon, in his wisdom from God, tells us to live joyfully with the wife whom you love. He says to rejoice with the wife of your youth. Marriage by design is to bring joy, but for many men, we have at times not lived joyfully as Solomon counseled us, and we should reflect upon why this may happen. What causes us to live unjoyfully with our wives? Number one, be bitter and unforgiving hearts, resenting past hurts and holding them over her, Colossians 3 and verse 19. Bitterness is a root that can really take hold of our hearts, Hebrews chapter 12 tells us. Living joyfully with our wives cannot take place when we won't release our hold on their past mistakes. Matthew chapter 18 is a parable that we need to remember as we think about God's grace and what he has forgiven us of. And that helps us in our relationships with other people, Matthew 18, 21 through 35. A second thing is being overly focused on the busyness of life and getting all the things on the list done. Life becomes all about work and errands and repairs and problems to fix, etc. Don't forget to plan times of just having fun together. But also, you can do the work around the house together without having a grumpy attitude. You can enjoy the mundane with your wife. A third thing I think would be lack of thankfulness. We forget to step back and appreciate the blessings of God in our lives and in our relationships. Men, do we daily thank God for our wives? Are we thankful for what he is doing in our lives, even in the midst of trials? And a fourth thing is not living under grace. We're never satisfied with what we have done because it is never good enough. We can always do more. You know, that's the voice of someone who's not satisfied with himself and is not living contented in the grace of God. God's grace was not given to us so that we will always live in guilt and dissatisfaction with our lives and the lives of others. When we live that way, we won't accept ourselves, and we most certainly won't accept our wives. How can we live joyfully when we are never good enough, or our wives will never be good enough? Maybe it is time in your marriage as a husband to revisit the cross of Jesus Christ. It's good for all of us. If you live under grace, you can rejoice. If you live under perfection salvation, you will never be satisfied and contented. Learn to rejoice and live joyfully. Revisit the cross of Jesus as a husband. This will be good for you and for her. Think about what happened at the cross and how that affects how Jesus sees you and how he sees your wife. Rest your hope fully on the grace of Jesus, 1 Peter 1:13. Pray for God to help you find joy and contentment even in the mundane and busyness of life. Learn to smile more. Try it. I know sometimes it is hard, believe me. We need to chill out a little bit when it comes to getting goals accomplished. We can tend to be drill sergeants. I know that's true for me. Have some fun with the kids doing the chores. Loosen up and try to goof off a little bit. Another thing would be going back to dating if we're not doing it. Think of something fun that she would like to do, not necessarily you what you would like to do. Go do it. Bring back the courtesy and politeness you had at first. Remember how you did everything in your power to win her heart before you were married? That was not a one-time goal that we accomplished never to revisit. That's a daily calling. Let's pray for each other, men, as we seek to live out the high calling of being a godly husband. Rejoice with your wife today. Thanks, and have a great day.